The river had a lot of mussel shells in it, all different kinds. Some of them would get quite large, all half as big as a dinner plate. There was quite an industry going on, and they had boats in, regular special-built flatboats that had pipe railings built around on the boat around the top, and then there was lines dropped down from these pipe railings, and they had a three-pronged hook, wire hook on the end. Then they had that fastened up to a crank so they could just turn the crank and lift all these lines up at once. So they just take that boat out into the river and just let it float, and it would float along slowly. And those three-cornered hooks would drag it along on the sandy bottom. And those mussel shells, when they lay there, they had the shell partly open. That's the way they feed. When one of these hooks would come up and bump against that open shell, they'd clamp down on that and just hold on. And they'd let that go maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and they'd crank this line, all these lines that come up, and they'd just take those mussel shells off and just toss them in the boat. And when they got a big load of them, they'd take them over to the bank. And they generally had a great big pen, wire pen there, and they'd throw them in. And when they got quite a large, say, half a crick load or so, they'd build a big fire and under a big vat and put hot water in there and throw those mussel shells in there, and they would open up then. And then they had a special tools there, like a big spoon, and it scraped that white mussel meat out of the inside of the shell. And they watched very closely along for they'd get pearls.